So now let's go to the Washington Commanders. We're going to go to Jaden Daniels, the number two pick. They picked Jaden Daniels. There was like a little bit debate of whether or not that was actually going to happen there, you know, late in the draft or
Sure.
Well, you know, people were saying it.
We're not sure. And, you know, we're come on. Of course, it's just amazing. It's if we don't have a story, let's create it. I heard from a reliable source that they might be going and thinking Drake May, or it's this. It was always, and you know, really, I'm being honest. It's like creating stories for TV. That's what it is. It's amazing. Whatever. I get tired of it. But if they wouldn't have taken Jaden Daniels, then somebody's head should have rolled.
It's really, it's a great pick. It's hard to say no to a player like that. What he's going to do too, for I feel like the team immediately with his athleticism, he's going to put a ton of just pressure on defense to decide, you know, how are we going to defend his athleticism? Are we going to play zone? Are we going to play man? Are we going to pressure him? Are we going to do this? And I feel like the more that teams kind of have to go out of their way in preparation for him, the easier it will be for him, you know, and the offensive coordinator and just the identity of the football team in creating situations for him to be successful sooner, right? And then also, too, for him to just, like, kind of say, like, F the coaching and just play ball and be a great athlete, you know, and that's really – he's going to do that. I think that's something that's really exciting for him, too, is that, like, you know, every now and then he's just going to play ball and he's going to outrun a few people and run for 30, 40, 50 yards and make up, you know, big plays like that while still being, I think, a super polished passer compared to some other quarterbacks that we've seen with similar attributes to him, like a Justin Fields or Lamar Jackson. Even though we thought Lamar was a more polished passer than what people gave him credit for, I think Jaden Daniels is exponentially more polished than Justin Fields and ready to go for the NFL level as a thrower.
Yeah, a couple of things. I love listening to Brian Kelly on TV with Nick Saban talking about Jaden Daniels, how he just, you know, everything you'd want in your pro quarterback, he was doing in college. And that's, you know, getting there early, teaching everybody, knowing everything, being in charge of the offense on the field. And listen, I'm really excited to see his running and is it going to be as dynamic as we saw in college? Because it could be. And I think the one thing I've learned doing this more this year probably than ever, watching all these college quarterbacks, and most of them will have the ability to run a little or a lot, is they understand when it's man coverage and you don't – if it's not clear and you just feel the gap. Yeah. You know what I mean by the gap between the guard and the tackle. If it's – there's a couple yards, just shoot through it, then look to throw or run. And I think, you know, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, so many of these guys were – tremendous at that. Right. Tremendous. I mean, it was instinct. Drake May, I saw it a lot too. But my last thing with Jaden Daniels is I like everything about him. Good processor. That's what Brian Kelly talked about. Man, he can find 1, 2, 3. And then if it's not there, he can still find the fourth guy sometimes, which I know is overstated sometimes, but it was true with him. And, you know, I think that's going to be great. But the last thing that I worry about is arm. It's good.
Right.
It's solid. But it's not even in the realm, I think, of special. And if it's going to be special, it's going to be because he has great accuracy and timing and stuff like that. Because I watched a lot, and you did too. You know, he makes some good throws from the right hash to the left sideline. But, you know, I don't know.
Does he have a better arm than Bryce Young?
I would say it's kind of right in there, maybe a little stronger than Bryce's as far as trying to throw the ball.
It, you know, like that's my thing. You know, it's like we.
Well, I'm not worried.
We just handed Bryce the first pick because, you know, of all the intangibles of the touch and the anticipation. It's like, all right, well, Jaden Daniels is bigger, faster, stronger, more athletic, and he's got a stronger arm, you know? So it's like, I'm not really worried about it. The one thing that I am thinking about for him as being something he's got to improve upon, right? Or we have to be cognizant of as viewers is, you know, Washington, it's that's not the greatest, you know, weather type of place to play late in the year. A lot of rain games, a lot of sloppy games, I feel like, especially late in the year, you know, in that area. So I'll be curious to see kind of how he handles those type of football games and still being a dynamic passer. You know, that's something we saw Brock Purdy struggle right. with. You know, if it rains, the San Francisco 49ers passing game is in question, you know, and that's something that I feel like they really had to manage in a few of those games. So that'll be something that, you know, for him as a player, he's going to have to develop, you know, that ability to be a great passer in those environments, especially when they're home, if they're hoping to play, you know, home playoff games late in the year when it matters the most.
I got to tell you the truth. Playing for the Giants all those years, I looked going to Washington like I was going to
Florida.
Yeah, but
that's also because, like, you played in just the most unbelievable stadium in the world of Giants, old Giants stadium, the OG stadium.
I know, but it's still I never played in bad weather down there. That, and of course, it always, you know, this is terrible, but not terrible. I look at the schedule and going, oh my God. And I looked at a couple things. When do we go to warm weather and what fields have grass? Because, you know, when you played on that grass down there in LA or whatever, it didn't matter what kind of beating you took, you didn't hurt the next day because it's grass. And of course, man, Matt. You didn't get the opportunity to go to RFK, but it was special. There's a reason why I think every year people, all the players do those, you know, ballots and what is your favorite stadium?
Right.
RFK. It shook the hogs, the grass, the atmosphere. So Jaden Daniels, you're doing okay down there in Washington.
Right, I like it.